good morning, a Monday. What a way to start a Monday morning. Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman is here, and so is Kim Hoffman. We all know who Nancy is. I'm going to call her Governor. But anyway, we've got Kim Hoffman as the National Guard Family Services Director, Operation ELF, and Governor, good morning.
Good morning to everybody. Thanks for having us.
How many years now for you on this?
At least seven, probably more, because Jeff, of course, Jody Rell did this before, and then I came into it, and it's been great. I love it.
Yeah, and by the way, the proper way to address the Lieutenant Governor is Governor.
It's
right?
Governor.
That's because people might be wondering what's going on.
I did not denounce.
She would have made it, too.
We're here for a good reason.
Kim, talk a bit about, first of all, what you do as Family Services Director for the National Guard.
Sure. So our office is responsible for providing education and support to families, especially during the mobilization and deployment cycle. We're really just fortunate, though, at this time of year that we have the ability to provide some extra assistance to those who might really have a temporary hardship and also are suffering that sadness being separated because of military service right now.
And it is tough this time of year to be separated.
Oh, it's an unnatural thing. You know, the holidays are meant to be spent with family and friends. So this is, trying to find normal in something that's really abnormal for families. And it's tough. We have quite a few people that are out, not only with the National Guard, but other branches of service across the state and the country. So not a good time of year to be apart, but we're trying to do what we can to help make that a little bit better for everybody.
And the National Guard and Kim does this for all branches. So I just want to emphasize that again. And it's not just for kids, which we'd like to give toys to, but it's also to make sure that if there's a service that people need, such as shoveling snow, which we start seeing coming down. or mowing grass or going out and, you know, just helping people do what needs to be done, because so many families are dependent upon the other one to do that, and they're gone part of the year.
That's fabulous. And you say 6 years you've been...
Seven years. And what we're doing is asking people for not just toys, because toys are very nice and everything else, but gift cards for groceries, gift cards for, you know, just shopping any place so that the individual can pick out what he or she needs while their loved one's on deployment.
So where can people make their donation?
Yeah, this is what I... Good.
So there are several different ways that you can help us this year with Operation ELF. Let me begin by giving the main number for Operation ELF, which is 1-800-858-2677, and that will connect you directly with the Service Member and Family Support Center, and we administer the program on behalf of the Lieutenant Governor. So if you call 800-858-2677, you can speak with one of the representatives who can tell you where you can send a fully tax-deductible check, a gift card, or where we can either accept or pick up your toys, how we can accept your announcement of, as the Lieutenant Governor mentioned, snow removal, mowing services, gutter cleaning, anything like that that would be helpful to a spouse who's by themselves.
I've got an idea, Dan. Uh-oh. We have a listener who is a barber, and he listens to us all the time in the western part of the state.
That's right.
And he comes in every now and then and gives the gift cards that you are talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, he calls us and he just, he doesn't like a lot of publicity, but he's done this over the years. And my friend, if you are listening, we'll take them.
We know where to deliver them.
Yes,
and
we do.
And we want to say thank you even before you give it to us.
Now, just looking back at the 2016 Operation ELF, and obviously we're talking about 2017, but so people have an idea. In 2016, Operation ELF supported more than 500 service member families, raised more than $10,000 in funding, accepted $17,500 in gift cards for service member families, and distributed hundreds of toys and articles of winter clothing. So that's what you're looking for, right?
Absolutely. Another component to Operation Elf, especially related to the winter clothing, is the adoptive family option. And for those folks who really have a hardship right now, we're really trying to make sure that their kids have warm hats, gloves, scarves, mittens, winter boots, and such. And all of those things that you mentioned are so very much appreciated and can help sustain our efforts throughout the year, not just during the holidays.
Talk a little bit about the adoptive family, where you can really go in there and adopt a family, just not one gift, so that people can be taken care of for the entire year that their loved one's away.
Okay.
I want to give the telephone number again. Any of you out there, and I know how generous you are, 1-800, okay? 1-800-858-2677. 1-800-858-2677. And we have Governor
Can I just
with us?
Also say to everybody that we have a function on the date, I can't remember.
16 December.
16th of December, that will be at the Armory. And to see those children and those families come in, to see their excitement and their real enjoyment of being together with other families that are going through the same thing. Seeing the Armory dressed up, the William A. O'Neill Armory, all decorated up, and the kids come in and play for a couple of hours and of the day, and it is just a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
What date is that again?
Saturday, December 16th.
The 16th, this is at the Armory.
That is correct. It is at the State Armory. So certainly if there are any families out there that are listening that are not part of the National Guard that are currently experiencing separation for deployment, call that same toll-free number so we can help provide you with some holiday cheer, invite you to our party.
And if there aren't any volunteers, to call that same number, because we can always use more people with smiling faces to welcome those families and those kids.
1-800. I'm getting ahead of myself. 1-800-858-2677. 1-800-858-2677. Now, if somebody wants some advice on the Armory, you can get it from on that number too.
Absolutely. Yes, please do call us. And between our office and our public affairs team, we're happy to provide any information we can.
And what time on December 16th at the Armory does that start?
We'll be beginning at 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
That is correct. And as Lieutenant Governor mentioned, we welcome any volunteers. If you're a baker and have some skill in cupcake making or pretty fancy Christmas cookies or anything along
That's
those
fabulous.
Lines, we more than welcome. And if I may, I just want to express gratitude on behalf of our entire organization, the entire military community in Connecticut, for the continued support. There are so many deserving charities. And year after year, we continue to be selected, and we're very appreciative and humbled.
And as we start to thank people, I will say to Brad and Dan, thank you, because you have been so supportive of our military families and activities in this state that just by using your voices coming out, you have been such a great asset to all of us. So thank you for doing this, too.
Agreed.
You're
thank
very
you.
Kind. Thank you.
The 16th of December. Okay, that's the anniversary. That's the Armory situation. It starts at 1 o'clock, 1-800-858-2677.
You know, I'm looking at these numbers. Governor, more than 7,000 Connecticut National Guard members have been deployed since 9/11, and currently more than 400 Connecticut Guardsmen are now in deployment. Talk about that.
Some of them are preparing to leave soon. We have two groups leaving again. One group left right before Thanksgiving. They were able to come home for a little bit, but now they're deployed out to Poland. And seeing those families and their young families, and many of the men and women that are leaving or serving now have been deployed multiple times. And people don't realize that. So their families give up multiple times. You know, when I was growing up and, the Vietnam War, it was a horrible, horrible time for those veterans coming home. You spent a whole lot of time over there, but when you got home, you were home, but not treated the way you should have been treated. I will tell you, if we learned from one thing, that's one of the things we learned. We want our families and those that are serving us to be welcomed back again, to understanding that we really appreciate our veterans, the people that serve us all the time. So this is a good way of doing it. We do it, Kim does it throughout the year. Holidays are special, and so I thank you all for doing what you can. It is really, really important. The smiles on people's faces, the kids' faces, the parents' faces are just absolutely wonderful.
The big thing, really, though, for now is this December 16th. I would think, with what you have said with the families and everything else, this gives them a whole new look at what you're doing.
You know, it's the culminating event for us for the holiday, and I think what I really love most about it is that it's a room full of people who really understand each other. They're all going through the exact same thing. Their children understand what it's like to be without their mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or a sibling. And it's a safe environment to sometimes let those emotions go. Not only the joy, but, you know, there's some definite sorrow, too. It's bittersweet.
What day is the 16th?
It's a Saturday, right?
It's a Saturday.
2 weeks from the Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'd love anybody to come if they want to help or give. And to those families that are out there that might not have been contacted, I want to state again that you are absolutely welcome. If your loved one just even came home from deployment, if your loved one's leaving for deployment, you're welcome. And of course, those that already have people deployed, please call that number. Please come. Everybody's arms are opening, welcoming you, and we would love to see you.
1-800-858-2677. 1-800-858-2677.
You know, Governor, it can't be easy when you attend an event when a member of the National Guard is about to be deployed. Mm-hmm. What's it like when you attend an event and they're coming home?
Oh, my God, it's the best days of my life. I've got to tell you. You know, this last time we had an deployment, then I went to see them off on the plane and see their families. And I said to them, just come home. I promise I won't talk long when you get here, but just come home.
And you are true to your word about that. You are.
Yeah, it is. Welcome home. Having them come home and they're seeing their families' faces and knowing exactly. What they're going through,
that's
the excitement
fabulous, huh?
Is wonderful.
Wow.
It is wonderful.
So again, you're looking for gift cards.
Most definitely gift cards. They help sustain our efforts throughout the year. If anyone needs to be adopted or wishes to adopt a family, please contact us. If you have a skill or a trade that you can offer now or throughout the year, if you have an hour or two to give, we welcome you as well. And again, just to stress, if it is the National Guard who administers this program, but it is not exclusive to National Guard members. It is open to any military family in the state of Connecticut, and we more than welcome you to our house on that day.
And what we're going to do, I want you both to know, what we're going to do between now and the 16th, we're going to mention this. We're going to mention it several times so that people
Thank
will
you.
Know and get there.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate it.
Sure. Wow.
Godspeed.
You got that number one more time, Brett?
Yes, I do. 1-800-858-2677. And the day is December 16th at the Armory, beginning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But you can start to make those donations now.
Right now.
Right.
Right now.
I'm sure Kim is going right back to that where that phone number is today.
I am.
So she'll be ready to answer
That's
those
fabulous.
Questions.
This is a fabulous
phone. It really is.
And we'll promote it. Don't you worry about that. Okay, my friends, coming up to 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and we will be right back.